Well, getting ready. So nice and quiet, it's hard to start talking. Well, we've been journeying through our lives together this weekend. And now we come to old age. Maybe we'll get in touch with our inner old woman. You know, people laughed at the inner child. You know, the inner child got to be a cliche. So I think maybe the inner old woman needs equal time. If we're lucky enough to reach old age, and what that even is seems to be quite different from what that was even one generation or two, let alone two or more generations ago. But if we're lucky enough to reach something called old age, with our body and mind reasonably intact, and maybe even if not, our practice will support us to meet whatever comes with some grace, some equanimity, patience, maybe, hopefully a sense of humor. We'll have some letting go to do, some letting be. We'll have to let go of our smooth skin and firm breaths, if we ever had them. Things will start to sag and wobble. Remember a Bette Midler show? Do y'all know who she is? Where she held up her arm and went like this. And she was hilarious. You can imagine. We may let go of a career that we've invested many years of education and hard work, blood, sweat, and tears into. We may let go of a beloved home, long and well lived in. If we live long enough, we may have to let go of our keen eyesight and hearing, our libido. Food won't taste as good. We'll have to say many goodbyes to beloved parents, siblings, and friends. You know, I've watched as my mom lost all her siblings, my dad, and my mom saying, well, why me? Why am I the one left? Yeah. She was older than they. We may not be able to do the things that we most love to do and which formed our identity. We may lose our memories. Who will we be? As I spent those weeks kind of with my mom, just watching her and listening to her and talking with her, less and, you know, as she's less able to engage in the way that she did, I kept asking me, who is she? Who is she? And yet there were those amazing moments of utter connection, you know, more clear perhaps than most other times in our lives. And I think some of you have experienced that. So this might start to sound kind of grim, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. There are gifts we can give, even up to our last breath, even in utter helplessness. There's something that we still give through through the quality of our presence. Let's see what the hidden lamp stories can give us in the way of encouragement. There are more stories about old women in the book than any other kind. And a number of them are about the disciples of the 18th century Japanese Zen master Hakuin, which we mentioned. Sachijo was one of his disciples. And he was renowned as quite a fierce, rigorous Zen teacher, using, you know, really sometimes harsh methods. And he developed the way of practicing with koans, a kind of sequence of set curriculum, over 300, that's still used in Rinzai Zen today. But what is less well known about him is, as he moved into old age, he mellowed. And he came to feel that the most effective koan for penetrating the barriers between self and other was the koan, and you've probably heard this one, "What is the sound of one hand clapping?" And he invented that one. That didn't come from the old Chinese Zen masters. And it's often abbreviated simply to, "What is the sound?" Listening practice. And he felt that listening practice is very important and effective for getting a sense of that permeability of self and world. Yeah. And so maybe you've had a little bit of that sense while you've been here. The other thing about his later years is that he really turned to teaching lay people, among them quite a few women. You know, he let go of or opened beyond the monastic container himself. So I really like knowing that about him. So here is another story about one of his disciples whose name has been lost to us. She went to hear him give a lecture, and he said, "Your mind is the pure land and your body is Amida Buddha." So that's like that line from his Song of Zazen. This very land is the pure lotus land, this very body the Buddha. And then he went on to say, "When Amida Buddha appears, mountains, rivers, forests, and fields all radiate a great light. If you want to understand, look into your own heart." So she did that. Day and night, looking into her own heart. And one day, as she was washing a pot after breakfast, a great light flashed through her mind. She dropped the pot and ran to tell Hakuin. "Amida Buddha filled my whole body. Mountains, rivers, forests, and fields are shining with light. How wonderful!" She danced with joy. "What are you talking about?" Hakuin asked. "Does the light shine up your asshole?" She was a little old lady, as little old ladies were in those days. And she gave him a big push, a big shove, and said, "I can see you're not enlightened yet." And they both burst out laughing. So I love this one because it just seems like they're two old friends just teasing each other, just playing around. And also because it's like washing a pot, so mundane, you know, like the sizzling batter dropping into the frying pan. So here's another one. This time it's Master Zhaozhou, and he's one of the all-time favorite Zen masters from the koan collections. And he was outside his monastery when an old woman came along carrying a basket. He said, "Where are you going?" She said, I'm going to steal Zhaozhou's bamboo shoots." And Zhaozhou asked, "What will you do if you run into Zhaozhou?" She gave him a slap. So I just think, you know, these old women can get away with pretty much anything. And then another one. I mean, these are great Zen masters. Mazu was the next one. These are like the most highly, at least, you know, historically, they're the most revered. So Mazu returned to his hometown for a short visit, and he was warmly welcomed by his countrymen. But an old woman who used to be his next door neighbor said, "I thought all that commotion was caused by the visit of some extraordinary personage. In fact, it's none other than the little guy who was the son of Ma, the garbage collector." On hearing this, Mazu wrote a verse. "I advise you not to return to your native place, for no one can be a sage in his own home. The old woman by the side of the brook still calls me the garbage man's son." How true. How true. These old women are fearless and irreverent. They know who they are, and they are much more than they appear to be. They know their true home is vast and wide, and their family is the community of all beings. Once a monk on a pilgrimage in 9th century China met an old woman living all alone in a hut. He said, "Don't you have any relatives?" "Yes," she said. "Well, where are they?" "The mountains, rivers, the whole earth, the plants and trees are all my relatives." You know, all my relations, as the first peoples here say. So true. So I'm going to give you two more stories. I'm not going to talk as long today. Two more stories that illustrate how old women can kind of take the stuffing out of great scholars and zealous monks who are over full of themselves. So Deshan was a great scholar of the Diamond Sutra. The Diamond Sutra is a very revered text in Zen or in Chan. Chan is the Chinese word for Zen. But he didn't practice. He was a great scholar, but he didn't practice. And he was traveling south, carrying his commentaries in a big pack, all his texts in a big pack on his back. And he came across an old woman by the roadside selling tea and rice cakes. He asked her, "Who are you?" She said, "I'm an old woman selling rice cakes." And he asked if he could buy some refreshments from her, and she said, "Venerable priest, what are you carrying in your bag?" He said, "I am a scholar of the Diamond Sutra, and I have all my notes and commentaries." To which she replied, "I have heard that according to the Diamond Sutra, past mind is ungraspable, present mind is ungraspable, and future mind is ungraspable. So where is the mind that you wish to refresh with rice cakes?" "Oh, scholar, if you can answer this, you may buy a rice cake from me. If not, you will have to go elsewhere for refreshment." He was speechless. So instead of just kicking him out, she sent him to a Chan master to learn how to practice. He burned all his notes and commentaries the very next day, and he went on to become an eminent teacher himself. But I hope he always remained grateful to the old woman by the roadside selling tea and rice cakes for turning him around. I think I didn't turn this on. Okay, last story. An old woman in China was supporting a monk for years. You know, a Buddhist practice relied a lot on patronage. That's why we're in a storefront Zendo, because we don't get patronage in our culture. And there are different trade-offs, right, with different systems. So this old woman must have had some means, and she was supporting a monk to live in a hermitage, a solitary monk. She had built him the hermitage and provided him with food and clothing. And this wasn't an unusual thing to do. After 20 years, she wondered how he was doing. Had he made any progress? And she resolved to test him. So she called a beautiful girl from the village and sent her to the hermit with instructions to embrace him and ask him how he felt. So she did that. She went to the monk and she, you know, kind of cuddled up to him and said, "How do you feel right now?" He said, "A withered tree on a cold boulder has no warmth in winter." Sound a little pompous? So the girl went back and reported this to the old woman, who said, "What? To think I've been supporting an imposter for all these years." She grabbed a stick, ran to the hermitage, and beat the monk, shouting, "Get out of here!" Then she burned the hermitage down to the ground. So this old woman was insisting on authenticity, right? Just like our friend Satsujo when she was a teenager. So what kind of an old woman do you want to be? Fierce? Loving? Both, depending on this, one or the other, or both wrapped together? Sometimes patient, sometimes quick to respond? Knowing when to remain silent and when to call out? What do you fear letting go of? What do you aspire to let go of? So that's where I'm going to stop for today. Like I said, I'm not going to talk for so long. And